168 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, guys.
Dylan Rausch.
I can't see! I can't see!
And Gabe Feldman.
Actually watching, like, the little clip from the original Daredevil movie. Or maybe it wasn't the original, but the Ben Affleck one, where they've got, like, the same eye bandages on. It's like, it's too close for comfort.
That's so my bandages as what?
Huh? As like in the show and in the movie, they have like the same eye bandages.
Oh, okay.
What's funny is the kid from the Ben Affleck movie is a better actor and not as freaky looking, but he was in a worse production.
What are you talking about? Michael Clark Duncan was in that.
That has nothing to do with that kid.
Excuse me, Dylan. The first thing you go to is Colin Farrell, and then I have to hear you tap your forehead.
Oh, sorry.
And then
Colin
Bullseye.
Farrell was in that movie.
Bullseye. Bullseye.
I had to make it loud enough to hear, but obviously it hurt.
Just like the movie did.
Man, he kills an old lady with a peanut.
Bullseye.
Was she allergic to them?
No, she just choked.
Did he
on
just
it
feed it to her?
He flicked it into her mouth because she was old.
Oh,
she
and
was
old,
yapping.
Have you ever
on
sat
about
on an airplane next to an old person, Ryan?
Uh huh.
That's the worst. I would flick peanuts into their mouth if I had that kind of aim too.
Oh, cool.
I want to watch Daredevil the movie again. Frankly, a lot more than I want to keep going through the show.
It's real bad.
Show is great, I think. It's two episodes in, it's great.
It has that seesaw fight scene, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's pretty solid. It's not as good as the Catwoman basketball scene.
No.
Because, frankly, nothing is.
Is Rosario Dawson secret Elektra?
No, she's...
I would pay money
for
that.
She's a character. She's the doctor, anonymous doctor from the comics, I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. So, no.
Okay.
Man, Dylan got me all excited, and then I don't care.
I was hoping secret Elektra, and he just didn't know it, because he couldn't hear her heartbeats.
Because
that's how he detects stuff, is by hearing people's heartbeats.
Apparently there's a reference to him dating Elektra in college at some point. I guess I missed it. There's like tons of Easter eggs all over the place, which is kind of neat.
I missed that as well, so. I couldn't see it, I guess.
you're an asshole. So what have people been up to this week?
Oh, boy.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Oh, boy. Showstopper.
I think I just downloaded it last week. I don't think I'd actually played it yet, but Axiom Verge. Downloaded that. Been playing that. I know Javi didn't know what it was, and then when I told him, he sounded... Have you gotten it yet?
No, I haven't.
He sounded, like, though, super interested.
You know, I was playing Metroid Prime 3 a couple minutes ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So Axiom Verge is a Metroidvania-style game. And it kind of, like, stylistically, it looks a lot like Super Metroid. Just the art style. It plays really well. Like, the controls are really solid. So that's been good. No, it's a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it. Each boss I found has a trick to it, which is kind of funny. It's kind of a double-edged sword because it's hard to find the trick sometimes. Actually, it hasn't been that hard. But once you find it, the boss battles get super fucking easy, which is a little strange. Like, it takes you maybe a couple times to find it, and then once you do, it's pretty much done. So, yeah, and it's typical Metroidvania. Run around, find some shit, go somewhere. I can't
go
this way.
Hold up, Ryan. You just called it Metroidvania?
Yeah, that's what it is.
But that's inaccurate. It's just a Metroid game, right?
No.
Because Metroidvania was like a Castlevania game that was like Metroid.
Yeah, I guess.
If you have an actual term... Metroid-like game...
Well, it's then... The term is a combination of the style of game that those two set out.
But
it's...
I thought Dylan's... that only referred to Castlevania games, because other games that are, that play like Super Metroid,
mm-hmm.
I would say it's like Super Metroid.
Yeah, cause if you think about it, Metroid has always been like this, and it's Castlevania that turned into more of a Metroid game.
These games share no similarities to Castlevania, is what I'm saying.
Although that term is used for...
Pretty much all of them now, like this. Because
yes, yeah. Which
even though it's probably inaccurate,
it's very inaccurate Metroid, because they don't Metroid share anything. Been... They don't share a single thing with Castlevania.
So what was so different about Castlevania?
Castlevania used to be just a straight up 2D action game. Like
it was super linear.
You fought through a level and then.
So when did the next one. So when did it become like Metroid?
Symphony of the Night.
Boo.
that's when you could like pause it and look at the map, and that's a key Metroid feature, like looking at the map and seeing where you could go or couldn't.
Right. Yeah. Well, so I guess we
Super
could
Metroid
say,
came first.
Okay. Well,
it's a Metroid game.
I guess either way, both those games are old as shit, so I don't have a problem like combining them as a genre, even though there were Castlevania games before that. Like it's.
Like there were 10 Castlevania games.
It's the term used to make that genre known.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Like, but
we're just informing our listeners.
These are history fun facts. Lesson.
You facts. Weren't far off, Javi, on that estimate either.
Yeah.
10 games?
Well, they had Dracula X. I imagine there was 10. But they had Castlevania 1, 2, 3, and then Rondo of Blood and... Dracula X and some other shit. So there's quite a few that weren't.
Dracula X is Rondo of Blood.
Okay. Well, there.
So I guess in the original game, like in the original few Castlevania games, there wasn't like progress to this area. Can't go there. Go find
it. No.
You ever played Ghosts and Goblins? It was like Ghosts and Goblins. You just go to the right. You just
keep going. And then fight them all.
I never played enough of those early ones. Like, actually, I've never really played much of any of the Castlevania games.
The first Castlevania is the best. All downhill from there.
I guess if you're a dumb idiot.
Like the original Castlevania?
Yep.
Why?
Because
he's a dumb idiot.
Because that game...
Because Ego Raptor talked about the delay in the whip. Is that why it's the best?
Yep,
Because it's not the best game.
Yep, that's the reason.
That's a terrible reason. It's clunky.
I really like the first Castlevania and not really any other Castlevania I've played.
I don't understand that at all. that is a fucking enigma to me.
Well, even as much as I love Super Metroid, it's clunky in comparison to something like Axiom Verge because of the modern day control scheme.
Well, that's a 20-year difference.
Right.
Gabe's talking like a 2-year difference.
The masterful use of Medusa's disappearing if you walk a little to the side so that their sprite disappears. And all these technical flaws that come with games on the NES.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's the best.
I hate you.
I played it on the PlayStation, so.
PS3, fucking hate you.
I didn't have none of that.
So is a remake?
It's Castlevania 1.
Are you talking about Chronicles? Castlevania Chronicles is a remake of the first game.
Yeah, like that. Not like I haven't played like the NES Castlevania.
Oh well, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Well,
what I thought everyone was talking about, and then Dylan said a 2-year-old game. I was like, I don't know.
I thought Gabe was talking about the first game, like the one from the NES.
The first Castlevania.
Right, yeah, then why did you say 2 years? And then
because
tell me
he's saying it was better than the ones back then as well, which smoothed it out, not even 5 years after the first game came out.
When the first one come out? Like, 90?
No,
the original one?
86.
Yeah, the original. Oh, 88? NES game, man. Well, yeah, it could still be an NES game in 90. But then Symphony of the Night came out in 98? 97. Yeah, it's 10 years.
You forget that there's other Castlevanias before that
Yeah, and they're not as good.
We're better than the first game.
Everyone,
the heyday.
Everyone told me Super Castlevania 4 was the fucking greatest, and then I got it on Super Nintendo, and I was like, this is boring.
It is the best one.
Rondo of Blood is up there. I'm not crazy about the action-y ones. I actually, of all the action-y ones, the one I've spent the most time with and enjoy the most is the original. But it's not the best Castlevania. Like, there's, I think that Symphony of the Night started a great trend, a great trajectory for the franchise, but I don't really care about Symphony of the Night very much, even though a lot of people.
You like Dawn of Sorrow, right? Or Aria of Sorrow?
Yeah, Aria
of Sorrow. Or no, Circle of the Moon. Awesome. Circle of the Moon is your jam.
Circle of the Moon's great. It's really stiff, but it was like my first like hardcore dive into a Castlevania game. That was my first, actually, that was my first Game Boy Advance game. So I just got this Game Boy Advance console, and like, that was my game for it, and I really fell in love with it.
But I'm split between 4 and Rondo of Blood.
I think the best Castlevania games came out on Nintendo handhelds. The GBA and DS games
were, I know a lot of people love those DS.
Actually,
ones.
I would agree with you because I played the shit out of those.
I think the most modern one I played was that Xbox Live arcade one from.
Ooh, that's bad.
I have that one. It sucks by yourself, first off.
I can't remember. Yeah, I didn't. It wasn't.
It's not good alone.
What was that
a real
called?
Castlevania game?
I had bought one of the Game Boy Advance ones. Game Boy Advance, I think that's what I got. And I don't know. It didn't really hold my interest very long. I don't know why.
You have to be in the right mood for that kind of game, you know, especially on
a
handheld.
It was. It felt really like long between things happening.
What those, like. I was talking to Dylan, I think I mentioned it to Gabe too. Those games, the Metroidvania ones, like those are very much like Bloodborne in the 2D perspective. Like you just basically explore a giant area, get to the next area, you know, find, you even unlock shortcuts when you get new abilities.
Right.
You can't beat a boss, it just fucking kicks your ass, so you go and level grind, kill smaller enemies till you're stronger, and you go back and you beat the boss. It's very much like a 2D Bloodborne. It's awesome.
Yes, I remember this conversation because we said Bloodborne and Dark Souls are the perfect 3D Castlevania.
Yeah.
Some universal monsters.
Especially Bloodborne,
because
of monsters. Yeah.
You fight like the Frankenstein monster or the Wolfman.
I think of them more as like 2D Zelda in 3D. Because I just the way I play them, because I do everything I can to avoid just like level grinding.
Thing is, Zelda's about the dungeons and the puzzles in the dungeons. Like, it's about using the item that you got in creative ways or items from previous dungeons. Like, there's none of that in Bloodborne. There's no puzzles.
I just mean in how like you approach enemies, which I guess can be the same for Castlevania games.
You don't have to grind levels at all. I don't think I've ever grinded in Symphony of the Night or
those 2D Castlevanias. Literally, you.
They give you fucking levels just by going through the game.
Well, yeah, but like, you literally have attack, and you have different weapons with different amounts of damage or range that you can equip, and you have gear that you can equip, just like Bloodborne, and then you literally can roll away from enemies or roll towards them. It's very similar.
Yeah, so that's Axiom.
That's Axiom.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan, we were discussing...
No, I know. I'm here. I'm not Javi where I forgot everything that just happened.
What?
A couple weeks ago, he came in and asked us a question we had just talked about.
I know. I was there.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
So anyway, Axiom Verge, yeah. It's good. You should play it. Lots of cool weapons. Lots of nifty abilities, but yeah, I like it. Other than that, a little more Elite Dangerous. I'm trying to think if I played anything else over the weekend. I think I just played more Elite Dangerous this weekend, went and shot some more stuff. My garage door broke when I got home today, so that was awesome.
Fall on your truck?
No, I just, it hasn't been, it got to the point where, like, I had to hold down the button to get it to open, and then it would close normally, so there's, like, this little sensor by the rail, so I went up and I was, like, kind of checking it to see if something was up with it, or, like, if something could come out of line or something, And it didn't look like anything had, so I was like, oh, well, whatever. And I went and tried to open it, and it was still making me do the same thing where I'd hold it down, but now it wouldn't close anymore. So I just had to unhook the rail system. You know how fucking heavy garage doors are? Holy fuck.
Pretty fucking heavy.
Yeah. I tried to hold it to, like, let it close slowly. It closed about as slowly as possible, but I had to, like, basically run with it because it's so fucking heavy, and I can't lift it at all. Like, it's down. I cannot begin to move it back up. It's fucking heavy. So I already called a repair company. I don't know how fucking much that's going to cost. So yay, homeownership.
Brian's getting to ride a bike to work.
I can't,
with no handlebars? Well, no,
my truck's in the driveway.
Oh. I was hoping you had fucked up and put your truck in the garage.
No, no.
He'll just drive his truck right through the door.
Yeah. No. So yeah, that was fun when I got home from work today. Made some more beer this weekend.
I bet it just fell off the chain inside the, or off the wheel in the box.
No, that doesn't, no, because like that, like it going back down, that had nothing to do with it. It's something up with the actual opener itself.
Oh.
Isn't reading right. Yeah, the reason it came down like it did is because I actually derailed it, like on purpose, because otherwise it would have been open all night. So I derailed it on purpose. I was just really surprised at how fucking heavy it was. That's all. Like I know why it's stuck down now, but just I did not anticipate it being that freaking heavy. But there's a repairman that's supposed to get a hold of me in the morning.
So. We used to have a garage that you had to open. It wasn't an automatic door.
Well, that's the thing. Like, most of them have a spring assist.
Yeah.
Because I have a garage door opener, the spring assist is out. So it has nothing. It's just a deadweight door that can't open by yourself. Good luck. yeah, so that was super cool. Real fun to come home to that. But yeah, game wise, I think that's it. I think I'm. Who's next?
Yo, Javi, what you been up to?
Nothing. I beat Bloodborne.
Yay!
I have a new lease on life now that Bloodborne's out of the way. So, trying to spend more time with my Wii U. We beat that challenge in Smash Brothers, which was exciting.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I'm putting my putting my amiibos to good use, and yeah, that's basically it. I also start
amiibo.
Amiibo.
That fucking kid yesterday. I was at a restaurant yesterday, and there was just this little kid in there who kept screaming amiibo over and over again. It sounded like when you roll over the thing in Smash Brothers.
Perfect. Mario
amiibo.
Party,
yeah. Amiibo, yeah, Mario Party, that's right.
yeah, that's what I've been up to.
God, that challenge that Javi and I did on Smash Brothers was ridiculous.
I noticed something. I'm upset about this, that we've only played it online together like once.
A few times.
Yep.
But yeah, the challenge was, so we were Fox and Falco on like their ship level, not like Corneria, but like the smaller version, like the back end of the ship. And it just starts.
You mean the level that's not good?
I don't really like the level, but yeah. And it just starts raining Mr. Game & Watch, and you can't let them touch the level. So they're just coming down from the top of the screen, and you can't let them touch any part of the level, any one of the platforms. And they die in one hit as long as you do, like, a strong, like, smash attack. The problem is the side attacks for Fox and Falco don't always count as, like, strong hits. So they just kind of, like, tap them and send them towards the ground faster. And that took us, a few hours to get done. on a few days. But we also saw Furious 7, though, because we were trying to do this before we went to see Furious 7.
Mm-hmm. Nice. How was it?
Furious 7 was Furious. It was good. I liked it. I mean, good's a strong, like,
It was real dumb.
It's like,
it was real dumb.
Yeah, it, of course it was.
No, yeah, I know, but I think
real dumb.
Yeah. Look, the action set pieces were phenomenal. There weren't really enough of them to, like, be exciting the whole way through, though. Like, that car going through the buildings in Dubai was fucking awesome. And
so what you're saying is this movie had a taste for adventure.
Yes.
Absolutely. It did. No, but, like, anytime those huge set pieces weren't happening, it was kind of like, oh, God. And it was very self-aware of how silly it is, which is good, but at the same time, it gets kind of, like, exhausting for me.
If I have to hear Tyrese make another fucking joke, I'm gonna die.
Tyrese was probably the better of that kind of stuff. Like, he made me genuinely laugh. I don't know. But either way, I thought it was fine, but not. It was probably, like, not counting Too Fast, Too Furious, I think it was probably the worst of the franchise. But
well, the biggest, it's like 2.5 hours long or something.
Yeah, it's real long.
And all the fight scenes are pretty terrible.
And like that whole last chunk, like where they have the God's Eye or whatever the fuck, and they're driving around LA at night, and like that whole chunk is so boring. And it's like a fast speed chase, and shit's blowing up and stuff, and I couldn't care less. Vin Diesel's having his stupid tire iron fight with
Jason Statham. So good. That was great.
So boring.
No, the dumbest part of that movie was like they're trying to get this like one thing in order for the government to help them find Jason Statham. But whenever they're doing something to find this like one thing, Jason Statham just shows up.
Yep.
So it's like
he's the boogeyman.
It's like just go after Jason Statham. It's that easy.
Yeah, just kill him. He's right there.
You don't need this thing to find him. You just can, like, he's, you know, he's right there. But it was fun. I had a good time. That all, Javi?
Hmm?
I said that all?
Yeah.
So what'd you think of the like last bits of Bloodborne? Like, the last few bosses?
It's kind of, I don't know. I mean, you all know that I was higher level than I was supposed to be.
Oh yeah,
but like I wasn't planning on that. I just basically, you know, took my time killing. I never ran past anybody. You know, I always killed everybody that was in my way. I don't know, but yeah, it felt like the last four or five. Yeah, about the last five bosses were so easy. Like, I killed all of them my first try. I just, like, destroyed. So, it was okay. It's funny how these games have such a reputation for being brutal and brutally hard, but so satisfying and all this stuff. But, like, when they fail to live up to being hard, they're almost kind of, like, disappointing. I see a lot of that on, like, Kotaku, when they talk about, like, a boss in Bloodborne or Demon's Souls is a pushover, it's like, oh, well, that's too bad. That's totally true. But, I don't know. It was cool. The final boss was fun. And I feel like I took care of enough of the side quests to feel content with what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know. New Game Plus, I'll probably do some day down the road, but I'm not jumping right into it.
That's what I thought, and then I did it, and then
he did it again.
And I did it again. I beat Bloodborne again this week on a different character, though. I started a new character and did a different build, which kind of sucked because this build wasn't good until like the last like third of the game, because I needed to wait to get this one item. And, or, like, a few items. And now, like, New Game Plus is very tantalizing since, like, I have the build all set up and it was working out real well for the last third. So I want to go through it again. And the vicious cycle will just keep continuing. But yeah.
You disgust me, Philbin.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, the new build I'm doing, so it, you essentially do, like, if you, like, scale things right, almost, like, twice as much damage with this one weapon. But the trade-off is, like, you lose health, like, like constantly at a slow rate, and it's like I'll take that trade off. I'll do that. So it was really fun towards the end. So I've gotten all of the endings now too. I figure at this point I might just try to platinum it because why not? I'm like 3 or 4 trophies away. So might just go for that. I don't know. Maybe later. But it'll probably happen sooner than I intended to because I seem to not be able to help myself from playing Bloodborne.
Gabe has no willpower.
When it comes to Bloodborne, definitely not. Other than that, so I think last week I talked about like the first half of Life is Strange episode 2, which was pretty disappointing. And then the second half, I beat it. And
it was still pretty disappointing.
The last, if you break it up into quarters, the third quarter was like pretty dumb too. So like 3/4 of this one was pretty bad. And just kind of designed wrong. Because it makes you do this silly, like, adventure game, like, puzzles, of just, like, guess the right answer, sort of. But since in this, they, like, kind of abuse that. So, like, if you guess the wrong answer, then you just rewind and then guess the right one. And then that's how you proceed. And it's like, this isn't good at all. but, like, the last event of that episode was, like, that's why I'm interested in Life is Strange, like, more character moments. And less, like, stupid adventure game puzzles. So hopefully third episode goes, better. I don't know, maybe, like, I worry that they just didn't have enough time for episode 2, and then hopefully their schedule doesn't stay that constrained. Or maybe they just, like, screwed up and it wasn't a time issue. But if it was, then if you have, like, time issues for episodic content, and I don't know how flexible the schedules are, I feel like that could lead to problems later on down the road. But we'll see. It ended strong, and I'm still interested in playing it. Beyond that, I actually started playing something on my phone, which is something I haven't done in a while since Desert Golf. not something I've done in a while and played more than just one time. So like that list consists of like Desert Golf and I don't know. I don't really know if there's anything else on that list other than now Steven Universe Attack the Light. And it's a cute little like turn-based RPG based on Steven Universe, which is a amazing show that you should watch if you aren't. So it's just like a simple,
tell me what to do.
Huh?
Don't tell me
what I to will do. Because Steven Universe is perfect. so it's like kind of, I guess you could compare it, to like a battle system, like the Mario RPGs where you, like, after you do a move, you touch the screen to like do an extra move, like a little like bonus attack. I'm pretty sure that's the Mario RPGs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like hit a button instead of touch the screen. But yeah, it's like the battle system's, like that. And
oh, I've always just touched my TV screen.
Just throw the controller at the TV screen real quick.
Yeah, for extra damage. Yeah.
Both to the enemy TV and screen. The TV.
Yeah.
But it's cute. It's a lot of fun. It's a nice little thing to play on the bus ride home. And I feel like there's something other than that. Tomorrow I will be playing, or not necessarily tomorrow, but this coming week I'll be playing Titan Souls, which seems real cool. I watched the Giant Bomb quick look on that today, and I played, I don't know, like 3 minutes of the demo before we started recording. it's kind of like Shadow of the Colossus, and it's like the combat is just boss based, but you only get every boss is a one hit kill. And you only have one weapon through, I think, pretty sure the whole game is what people have said. And it's just like a arrow. And you shoot the arrow, and then you have one arrow, and then you have to call it back. So you have to you gotta be like really careful with the shots you take, because the bosses will kill you real quick. Beyond that, I don't know what I've been up to. I'm sure by next week I'll have played more Bloodborne. And hopefully Titan Souls too. and stop playing a game I've played 3 times already in like the last 2 weeks.
Is there anything left to do?
No, I've done everything in that game. I mean, like narrative wise, like I've gotten all the weapons and armor and I've done all the bosses.
You haven't done everything 4 times.
Yeah, I haven't done everything 4 times. And this last playthrough got me the last ending. So, yeah, like, I don't have much more to do to, like, I don't know, feel satisfied. I don't know. But it's, I enjoy the game. So, yeah. I might go back again. I mean, I will. I just don't know when.
I have a question, Gabe.
What's up, baby?
Is this your new favorite game of all time?
Jerry's still out on that one.
I'm pretty sure it's that new emoji app that we all found. But that's my.
We all found. Excuse me.
Hey, I finally found it. No one told me what it was.
Yes, I did.
I had to go looking. No, you didn't.
I did.
Not a single person told me what that was. That's why it took me so long to actually go look.
Yeah, and you gotta fucking fix your Bitmoji. It's terrible.
It looks as accurate as anyone can get it.
Ryan, your Bitmoji looks like homeless Gabe's Bitmoji.
Right, we're both males with dark hair and beards. What the fuck, no. Alex? They can't do anything else.
No.
Have you seen mine, Ryan? You can do that.
Like, Gabe's looks like a fucking spitting image of it. Like, that's exactly Gabe. It's crazy.
Okay, so...
You don't look like Gabe, Ryan.
What are the options that this thing has? I don't know. Some lady on the street asked us if we were brothers.
Yeah, Ryan and I have gotten not confused, but
there's been some relation assumed.
Yeah. Here's how me and Gabe have done it. You go out with your friends, and then you have your friends.
They
create
make it
you
for you.
You give them your phone. Yeah,
I can try that.
Yeah.
Just go up to someone at work, hand them your phone. I was like, "Hey, can you make this shitty cartoon of me real quick?"
Like the options were so limited. I tried to make it different than Gabe's, but I was like, "Well, my hair isn't that long. My hair isn't long. Like, and my beard. I made the beard longer because my beard is probably longer than Gabe's right now." But
it's time. It's time to grow out your hair for the Bitmoji.
Just for the Bitmoji.
Well, I guess we can explain what the hell a Bitmoji is. It's a stupid cartoon that looks pretty bad
Remember those stupid Bitstrip things? Now just make it emojis of you doing all the dumb things in Bitstrip. That's what it is.
And it's just like, instead of texting Javi on my way, I can send him a little picture of me like strolling down the street saying on my way.
I think you should just take all of our Bitmojis and combine them into one picture and make that the banner this week.
Send me all your Bitmojis.
You could just pull them out of the fucking chat.
No.
Dylan's is ridiculous.
Yeah, Dylan's is pretty terrible.
It doesn't look like Dylan that much other than that it has the right color hair. Well, that fucking hair.
Like, Bitmojis were a mistake to bring to so many people. I know, because so many people like fuck it up and make shitty ones. And I don't want to see no shitty Bitmojis out there. Like, you gotta do
they're
it
shitty
right.
Shitty enough already.
Yeah, like, yeah, they're fucking awful.
Yeah, like, they look bad already. Like, you know, you gotta do it, you know, make an effort when you make the Bitmoji. Like, you know, this is your chance to express yourself. Do it right. Don't fuck it up.
Uh-huh.
So, Dylan, what you been up to? Other than making shitty Bitmojis.
Fuck you, it's the best. Not... a lot. I didn't play much this weekend.
You hopped back into something.
Did I?
Dragon Age.
Oh, yeah. That's not worth talking about, though.
Yeah, we already talked a lot about Dragon Age.
I guess. I guess I'm going to fully embrace the God Emperor thing.
Oh.
That everyone's worshipping me.
What does that mean?
Everyone, or not everyone, well, a lot of people in that game, really look up to you as a sort of like deity or demigod sort of
force them to burn stuff in my name.
Sweet.
Go forth.
Oh, well,
I like all of it.
One thing I did
beyond
forget,
that.
Oh, sorry, Dylan. Oh. Go ahead.
I said beyond that, I beat Advanced Warfare, which felt really short compared to the other Call of Duty games campaigns.
Did you, did you go back and play some of the other ones to confirm this? Because they're all fucking short. Yeah.
I've actually played all of them.
No, I'm just saying, did you go back and make sure you weren't misremembering?
I might have not just paid attention to the time. It just felt like it went by really quick.
Yeah.
Yep. Much quicker than, like, number two went by, or Black Ops 2, for instance. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, I'd like to play, like, the co-op mode with people. Devin's the only other one that has it, though.
Actually, you know what? I could... where did you play it on?
PS4. Harris was going to Redbox it instead of buying it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bought my dad a copy, but it was the 360 version.
Just Redbox it.
There's a 360 version of Advanced Warfare?
Yeah, it's on the PS3 as well, I think.
Yeah, I think it's probably the last one they'll do that with, probably. But yeah, it was...
I thought Ghost was the last one they did that with, but...
That's what I got my dad for Christmas. I am wrong,
again.
But yeah, I'd like to try the co-op mode and probably the zombie co-op mode. But with no one else playing it. Harris is like, I'll Redbox it this weekend. I'm like, yeah, but Devin has it and he's out of town. So let's wait till he gets back.
Yeah. So what I was going to say, Fozzie and I went out to a little like pinball ice cream shop Saturday night. And it was kind of a strange combination. But there's like a ton of pinball machines there. And the one that Fozzie and I kept playing that was surprisingly good. Like, I think we kind of started as a joke, expecting it to be bad, but it's actually really good. Was the Phantom Menace or a pinball machine?
I can imagine it now. Every time the ball just drops down, you used to step in the poop. Every time
you launch the ball, it goes yippee. You shoot up to, like, the top left corner. I don't know, like, pinball terminology, but, like, shoot to, like, the top left corner, and that picks, that, like, starts a roulette kind of wheel for, your objective. And it can be, like, destroy this tank, like, shoot this, like, star shooter out of the sky or whatever. And there's, like, this weird, like, hologram display in the back. Where, if you get the ship or destroy the tank objective, one of those, like, weird brown tanks that carries all the droids shows up, and you shoot the ball up at this screen, which is in, like, the back of the whole machine. And whenever you hit the tank, like instantly a little explosion shows up. And also, I say it's a hologram because you can, like, get behind the screen, sort of like a little gate, like opens up. It still looks like it's a full screen, but you can kind of tell there's a little gate opening up. And it's like it was really technically impressive for something I imagine came out with the release of the Phantom Menace, and also something related to the Phantom Menace actually being good is impressive in itself.
Star Wars Pod Racer, it's really good.
Yeah.
So it's not that surprising to me. Just saying.
Yeah, I forgot about that pod racing game. But so, should we get into some new stuff?
Yes.
Oh my god. Guess what, shall everybody? We? There's a new Deus Ex game coming.
What?
Hot damn.
I felt kind of bad about the release, or the leak.
Hot damn, it's the weekend.
Because like they were doing this big Twitch, like, ARG sort of deal. It had like this big old countdown. And people were trying to figure stuff out, and then just leaked on a NeoGAF. And I was like, oh man, like people probably worked like really hard on that Twitch thing, and it's just gone to shit now. And it's like, oh, that's a little unfortunate. But
you know what I have found funny along the scope of releases is like all these ads I've been seeing for like that Star Wars Battlefront stuff, mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, the official release date for the official release trailer. Like, what? Who gives a shit? Why do people give a fuck? Like, they're making announcements of announcements. Like,
no one can top Kojima. I think it was like E3 2009, where he had a countdown on a website that once the countdown finished, it went to another countdown, and then like lightning bolts started striking at some point. And then I think it went to even another countdown after that. And then E3 happened. And it was for like Peace Walker and Metal Gear Rising.
Oh boy. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. We're announcing the date of our announcement, and here's a countdown for that. What?
Yeah, so
okay.
Deus Ex Mankind Divided. So the trailer is out. And
it was a trailer.
Yep, full on trailer.
No gameplay.
Yeah, no gameplay, but it's still like it had like the same cadence of Human Revolution, sort of.
Which is all right by me.
Well, hopefully they learned from their mistakes.
Well, I think the tone of Human Revolution is great.
Mm. Yeah, I liked a lot of Human Revolution. I think it's obvious the boss fights were pretty garbage.
Well, they were a different company.
What? What do you mean?
A different company did the boss fights.
Oh, okay.
They I don't know what the term is for it. Contracted it out. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, no, like, why?
But for this one, it takes place after Human Revolution. I'm kind of bummed it's Adam Jensen again, because I didn't give it, like, he's so boring.
I liked Adam, but I really hope Malik is in it again, because she was my favorite character. Mm-hmm.
Just, his voice is, like, the most, like, it sounds so exaggerated, but then you listen to interviews with the guy.
And it's yeah, just it's, that is his voice.
And it's like, it's all right, well, go. It's still bad, buddy. I'm sorry. I hate your voice. I hate your normal voice, too.
I just don't want to hear what's his face. Adam! I hated this. Like, most of the side characters in that game I did not like.
Yeah.
Which is funny because you were like, I don't like Jensen, but I was like, I like Jensen and I like Malik and maybe Pritchard. Everyone else go fuck off.
Yeah, that game needs like character work. But yeah, it's still no gameplay. Like it still has like the crazy assassination moves. Or at least it looks like from the trailer, those weird like blades that pop out of his arms.
They're just square or rectangle shaped blades. Yeah.
Sharp rectangles of steel.
I do wish they kind of downplayed the lethal part of it.
Yeah, it was really heavy-handed with how like morbid everything was.
But then again, the trailer for the Human Revolution was very heavily, hey, Adam's killing everyone. So maybe it's just because that's the trailer.
For a game that like tries to emphasize ways to, like different ways to play it. That trailer was very much this.
I did say that they want you to like use your augmentations more often, which thank God, because that was my biggest problem with Human Revolution was your bar was you can only use your augmentations on like a limited amount, mm-hmm. which kind of sucked.
Yeah, there was like I think there was one stun in the trailer. I think he used, like, a taser on one guy. So, there you go with that.
Yeah, well, he had, like, those sleeping darts or whatever that came out of his knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was like, that's pretty cool. I want, like, a fist weapon that I shoot darts out.
And it's still very golden black in Human Revolution fashion.
That doesn't bother me either.
No, it doesn't bother me. That was just the weird thing that they kept pushing when...
That was a weird emphasis. Yeah. Revolutionary golden black technology.
Javi, as a graphic designer, what do you think of golden black?
It's just cutting edge.
It's our patented like it. Golden black technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, yep. Moving on. I don't know how much other people care about this, but I care about it, so shut up. There's a new Dissidia game that we already knew about coming to arcades, but it looks like...
Who's making it?
Team Ninja is making it.
Ooh.
I don't know how to feel about that.
The baby.
but it looks like it's coming out to PS4 in 2016, which, if that's true, I'm very excited about that. I friggin' love Dissidia. And Javi, I know, got into it for a little bit.
You played that shit every day in Australia.
Yep. Yep. I think I tweeted today that, like, I had, like, about, like, a 90-day consecutive play on that, because it keeps track of your consecutive days played. And I think that got up.
I always felt like I never got a grasp on how it actually works. Like, I felt like, a good analogy is watching my dad play Super Mario Brothers. Like, he fucking loves Super Mario Brothers, but he will not and cannot hold run while he's walking. So he just slowly walks through the level, and he gets through most of them, but very slowly and just jumping very carefully. And it's like excruciating. He's not playing it correctly. Like, you're supposed to hold run and fucking book it and jump across giant gaps. That's kind of how I feel playing Dissidia. I'm like, I can kind of play it and kind of, I feel like I'm hacking my way through bosses or cheesing my way through bosses because I'm not really sure how you're supposed to play it. Because it just seems really complicated and I don't understand a lot of the mechanics or what the hell a lot of the item drops are or what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
I just know that you got to get that number down, but then there's another number that shouldn't be down because that's what lets you hurt them. I don't know.
So yeah, so you like it's like one on one. I think this one, this new one, might be like 3-on-3, or up to 3-on-3. But in the old Dissidia games, like 1-on-1, and it's like it's called like the bravery system, where you have brave attacks, which is essentially attacks on the circle button, and those build up this bravery number. And whenever you build up bravery, you take away from the opponent's bravery. And if you take all of their bravery, if they hit zero, then you get bravery break, and then you get like a shit ton of extra bravery. So you get like a really like strong attacking power, and then you use a square button attack to deal that damage to them. So it's like a combination of like trying to build up more damage, and then like attacking like infrequently, or just attacking with little damage very frequently, because whenever you do land one of those attacks, your bravery goes back to like its default number, which is based on like the character and the items you use. The problem, I think, that like kind of locks people out from understanding Dissidia better is that there are moves that I can't remember how you unlock them, but like not like ability, like bravery moves, like you, those make sense to unlock later, but like air dodging sometimes isn't always available, and like same with like ground dodging too. You actually have like the option to turn those off at some point, but I think they can do a better job at like showing you what is available. It's like I think Dissidia kind of just throws you in to like this world of numbers and weird items and all these different moves that you can use or not use, and it can just be really confusing and intimidating. So hopefully they can do a better job with that, because
I'd like put in several hours into the game and realize I still don't know what the hell I'm doing. It's like, all right.
I think what helps is just picking like one character and using them a lot, and then you learn like what they can do.
Because the original Dissidia is you play as one character for like a second.
In the campaign really mode. I'm just talking about like fighting in general. But yeah, the campaign mode kind of, I feel like that might actually hurt because there's just so much more thrown at you then.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Like what happens if you just play, if you just like focus on one character is, You'll unlock everything for them, and then you can like kind of, it's like less intimidating to see only like one person's set of moves instead of like, I don't know, with the campaign it's like 10 or 11 different people that you have to kind of work with. But if you have one person, you get like, you unlock all their moves, and like you just kind of, you learn like what they can do, and you learn what like abilities are shared across, so like air dodging and the ground dodging and like dashing through the air and stuff, like quick dashes and things like that. So you learn those mechanics like more easily since you're familiar with their like move set as well. So you can focus on other things. But yeah, I wanted console Dissidia. That'd be fucking great.
Yeah, They could make it look amazing.
Well, there's trailers, and it doesn't look like it doesn't look astounding. But like
Wait, so the arcade is coming to consoles?
There's trailers for the arcade version, and then it sounds like it's coming to consoles. Like all the like there were trailers today saying it, like coming to consoles. But it doesn't like look. It doesn't look like a PS4 game, really. Because I imagine it will work on the Vita too. Like I bet it gets. I'd be surprised if it didn't just release straight out on the Vita. But moving on from that, Destiny DLC got detailed today, and this is a little interesting. So it's coming May 19th. Was it like House of Wolves? I think. And it's pretty much the same offerings as the last DLC. Nope. However, there's no raid, at least at launch of this DLC.
No, there's a. It's not exactly. Actually, no. It's actually quite different.
It's like there's three stories, some extra weapons, and then instead of a raid, there's like a different mode. It sounded like.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. What was the last one? Crota's End or whatever, or that's the raid, whatever the hell it was called, the Dark Below, right? Yeah, so the Dark Below, more or less, at the end of the day, was a couple new missions, but they all took place in the Cosmodrome, which was the first area when you get vanilla Destiny, and they just basically sprinkled a bunch of Hive around the Cosmodrome and called it a day, and that's the DLC. That was the Dark Below. At least House of Wolves, they're opening up, what the hell is it called? That purple foggy area where the queen lives. Isn't that like
the outer
reef?
The reef, yeah. So the reef's going to be it's a whole new area that you can land your ship and like there's going to be, yeah, presumably there's going to be new, what the hell are those even called? God, I haven't played Destiny in so long. What are those like little bounties that you can take on?
Bounties?
Whatever. Presumably it's...
Patrol missions?
No. Okay. Patrol missions, that's right. So presumably there's going to be, like, a new area with its own patrol missions.
Sweet! Collect 10 things from fallen enemies.
Yeah, and then that three-player co-op mode, I'm curious what that is. I would like it to be, like, Gears of War.
I'm betting it's like a horde mode.
That's what it sounded like read today. They said it was, like, designed around, like, diverse play and replayability.
Yeah. So, I mean, that could be cool. But, the lack of a raid. Like, everybody expects a raid with a new expansion. Especially, I swear to God, because the only reason I have or I already bought House of Wolves is because I bought the bundle. And I swear to God, the advertising for that bundle was... two new raids, you know, a raid with each one.
I thought so too. Well,
did they not say that a raid is coming, just not yet?
They said that there will be a third raid.
Is that going to be in the expansion pack that we bought?
No, I doubt it. Yeah,
so we're going to have to buy it, which I'm not buying it.
No, me neither. So I'm very... So we've been saying, or Destiny players have been saying since...
you can say we...
Okay, we've been saying since the Dark Below that, like, there's not enough content. Like, what the hell are we going to be playing all this time? And then, you know, obviously I stopped playing, like, 2 months ago or so. And I was like, yeah, waste your fucking time. You're wasting, like, all day doing the same menial tasks when I could be playing something new or something fun, you know? Like, it's bullshit. And then... everybody's waiting for House of Wolves to come be that content that you need, you know, to keep you active. And it just sounds like it's going to be even smaller, even less than what we got. And it's like, fuck, man. What are you thinking, Bungie? And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, like, the content's going to be substantial or more so than before, but it's not looking like it. I feel like all of their resources are going into Destiny 2. They don't give a shit about... supporting Destiny 1. They're just, you know, keeping whoever will tag along, pulling them by a string. I don't know. Like, Bloodborne came out and everybody bought it, and then all the Destiny players just didn't play Bloodborne at all, even though they bought it, and just kept playing Destiny. like Dub and Surge, Rach. Well, Surge is playing Bloodborne a little bit, but it's like, come on, guys. Like, how important is it that you get this rocket launcher?
Yeah. Like, that's all I hear about Destiny now is, I got Gjallarhorn. And
well, and that's the thing. Like,
that's your end game.
Yeah.
That's
the
last
objective, and it's completely out of your hands.
Well, and then, like, once you do, like, what's the point of you getting that if you're not gonna, like, if there's nothing really
good
to
get?
I don't know.
Exactly. Like, I'm, Rachel asked me, why don't you play anymore? I'm like, why would I play? Like, I'm a level 32. I'm level cap. So there's nothing left, literally nothing left to do for my guy. And then I have an assault rifle that's, you know, does the most damage that an assault rifle can do. Like, I have all the weapons that I would need, but there's no more game to play with those weapons. And
you played all the game to get those
many, many times.
And now it's like, oh, now I can play that game that I played to get these with these.
Like, what's most insulting about Destiny is that, like, there are artificial ways, and MMOs have done this for years, where there's artificial ways to create that carrot on the stick, like, really easy things to, like, keep people playing. Destiny's way of doing this is you make up your own. Like, okay, so you have all the shit you've always wanted. Well, yeah, but there's this incredibly rare rifle that you might get, you know, there's, like, one in a million chance, but you just play it for fucking ever to get that rifle so that you have that right. Like, you have to create your own objective, and it's fucking stupid. Like, for what? To what? Yeah. To what end?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, House of Wolves, I already own it, so I'm going to play it. And all.
Yay, I already own it too.
I don't.
You know, it's funny. I was like,
outsmarted by Bungie here.
I mean, if it had a raid and, like, I don't know if it has a new level cap. I assume it does.
I didn't see anything on that, like, actually. But, yeah, I'd imagine it has to.
Yeah. I mean, like, I told Rachel, this is before the news broke that there's no raid. I was like, she's like, are you going to play it? I'm like, well, yeah, I already bought it. Of course I'm going to play it, you know, I really enjoyed Destiny. The only reason I'm not playing it anymore is because I played it. I finished it. There's nothing there. I'm not gonna play it again for no reason, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm gonna play House of Wolves. I was thinking, like, when it had the raid, I'm like, yeah, so I'm gonna probably play it for a month or two, you know, to get the raid gear, whatever the hell you need to get reach the new level cap. I'll maybe seek some of the cool new weapons or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I'll maybe play it for a month or 2 months max, and then probably I'll be, like, done again, you know, until the next shit, whatever. Like, I wasn't planning on, like, yep, you got me. I'm back for the rest of the year.
I'll buy Destiny 2.
Yeah, so there's a major Destiny announcement coming in the fall this year. And it's
sweet, but Destiny 2 comes out in 2016. Yeah.
10-year plan. But
I know that they've ensured that I'll never buy another Destiny game.
I think what they're going to do is, you remember that, like, leaked photo where it had, like, House of Wolves and Dark Below and then
Comet?
And expand Comet in September?
Comet, yeah. So I think that's real. I think they're going to rebrand it, of course, so that they're not embarrassed. But I also think that they took House of Wolves' raid and stuck it into that. So that when they make the announcement, they're like, we have a huge expansion coming. Oh, get fucking hyped. There's 4 raids or 3 raids. And, you know, like, something that's like, whoa, that's more than the game shipped with, you know, and all this other bullshit. Like, you know, they're probably just going to try to win everyone back with some giant expansion. But I'm sure it'll be too little too late.
I don't know. I mean, if there are still people that are really into playing Destiny, like Dub and Rachel, that,
I mean,
even though they have nothing left to do, pretty much, they're still playing it, so I feel like they'll still be into Destiny too. Like, if people are still playing Destiny now, like,
well, yeah, Gabe, you go around the internet and you have people defending that game to the death, that, of course, people are still gonna play it.
Yeah, well, it's like, I'd like to agree
it's not like these people, not, it's not like everybody who still plays it, Like, actually, no. Everybody who still plays it is more aware of the issues with the game than we are. Like, they're just as angry, but they really fucking like the game, you know? It's like, I don't know. The forums or the boards for Destiny are just covered in comments of people with completely valid criticisms, like just fucking going for the jugular with Bungie, and they're totally on point and they're right with all the things they're saying. But that's why I'm like, fuck, what the hell? When with the news of no raid being in this, it's like, how far are you gonna stretch your fans? Like, what do you think you're doing? Well,
especially if they said that there is going to be a raid in each DLC when you buy it. Like, I don't know if we...
That was the impression that I was under.
I feel like,
man,
I saw that. I don't have anything like in writing saying otherwise, but...
But I feel like they might have covered their ass, because they wouldn't pull this, because there's clearly a... Like, because people have already bought it, right? So, like, they could have a class action lawsuit on their hands, so they probably covered their ass. They probably didn't use the language that two raids are included here, but
probably not. So we're just remembering it wrong.
Yeah.
Speaking of pseudo Bungie things, you know what I'm upset by? That fucking Halo PC game is Russia only.
Imports. Russian import.
It's a free to play game. It's so you have to get online and that kind of thing. So. That's not going to happen, Gabe. Still, I'm upset that I believe for years people have been like, yeah, we want Halo on PC, Microsoft. And they're like, sure, here you go, Moscow.
Yeah.
That upsets me. Great. I'm upset. I'm upset. I'm going to go drink some chocolate milk and have a cry.
Make some chocolate pudding at 4 a.m. All right, questions. Prototype sent in a few.
Yay.
Will any of you see the Ant-Man movie? There's a new Ant-Man trailer today.
I'll probably watch it, but I saw the trailer and I was just like, eh.
I'm very confused as to what that movie's going for. Like, is it trying to be funny or, like, dramatic? Because the trailer doesn't... It doesn't, like, seem like it's trying to be, like, tongue-in-cheek most of the time. And then there's that, like, bit at the end with the little toy train set.
Yeah, I think I read a whole timeline of the troubled history of this movie. And, like, it still is the shell of Edgar Wright's, like, original script. And, like, you know, Paul Rudd has said that, like, yeah, I mean, this is going to be our version of Edgar Wright's idea. Yeah, and he still gets the executive producer credit, although I think that's, he doesn't want that credit because he was asked if he saw the trailer and he just laughed and walked away from the reporter. So I don't know. But anyways, yeah, I think a lot of that feeling of that this movie doesn't feel like it's focused on what it's trying to be is because it's trying to be both Edgar Wright's original script and whatever Marvel wanted it to be to fit into the MCU better. That being said, I thought the new trailer was infinitely better than the first one. Like that original trailer just kind of fell super flat. This looks fun. Like when he shrinks, it looks really interesting. I like that, like, any light in the background is blinding, and like just seeing, I don't know, I think the Honey I Shrunk the Kids kind of stuff can be really cool now, like done nowadays, and I'm interested in whatever they're going to be doing. And it seems like the trailer and the rest of the movie is trying to be super dark and serious and all of that stuff, or dramatic, and then anytime
Paul Rudd
anytime the Paul Rudd opens his mouth, he's the one that's sarcastic or not taking it seriously. I don't know. A trailer can be edited any number of ways. It doesn't really tell us what the movie is going to be like. So, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm going to see it.
Yeah, I feel like kind of a curmudgeon about it because whenever I hear about Ant-Man... No. I mean, I'm getting a little, like, bored.
Are you getting antsy?
Yeah. little like bored with like the what Marvel's doing in movies. But like beyond that, I just think like, well, if Edgar Wright stayed around, this probably would have been like leaps and bounds better.
Hold up, Gabe. I want to ask you this: are you feeling a little bit of fatigue from the superhero genre right now? A little bit. Because I am as well. I am definitely fatigued at this moment.
There's just so much, and I feel like they're trying to make all the movies really similar, or like, and kind of like the structure and how they're written, so that when they combine them all together, it doesn't feel super out of place.
Yeah, that which is weird because Daredevil feels totally out of place. Like watching that Netflix show.
Daredevil was the
how the fuck is this happening at the same time as like Tony Stark's joking around? Fucking, I don't know. It seems like completely different worlds.
That may be why I'm liking Daredevil a bit more, because it feels different.
Well, that can go into our next question about have any of you seen Daredevil? And Javi, you finished it. Yeah. I've watched the first three episodes, and Dylan, I think you said you watched the first two. Yep. I am pretty much calling it quits. And Dylan, you're real into it.
I like the first two episodes a lot, but you guys said it kind of went downhill from there.
Well, Javi said that.
No,
Well, Javi didn't say downhill.
It drags its feet. It's kind of like flatlines from episode two is probably the best episode, I think.
Episode two was fucking great.
I mean, so the star of the series, if you ask me, is Wilson Fisk and his lady partner. Like that, those two are great. Like the whole time, they're the most interesting, and you're just waiting for something to go wrong for this guy to snap, because it's fucking, he's a scary dude, and it's done really well.
I've seen some of the shots of him, and I just can't help but think of him in Full Metal Jacket. Sitting on he's Private Gomer Pyle. But anyways,
yeah, I don't know. I think they did this on purpose. The costume he puts it on in the last half of the final episode, and that is a great choice because it is fucking terrible.
Is that bad
costume? The costume's horrible.
Oh, no.
Rachel sent me a picture of the costume today, and he goes, and she wrote in the tweet, "So Daredevil, what do you want your costume to be like?" And he's like, "Just fuck me up." But yeah, it's really bad. The horns look cool. Everything underneath the horns look terrible. You want to
know the difference between Daredevil and Batman? He is wearing hockey pads. Because that's what his fucking costume looks like.
Yeah, Ben Affleck's costume, if you ask me, looks better than what they did.
Daredevil's costume in general just doesn't look very good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you would do it.
It's all red. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Did Daredevil Yellow have a different costume?
It was his yellow costume.
That one might look better. I don't know.
No, it would not.
No? Okay.
You big fucking guy running around in yellow tights with fucking black vest on.
Trying to be stealthy?
No. Anyways, yeah, that show is a mixed bag. It's got... I definitely commend it for having the best production value I've seen in like a TV show. Of course, it's a Netflix show.
I was telling you guys that fight scene, especially in episode two, I just felt was better done than any of the fight scenes from the Marvel movies.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because I could understand what was happening. It wasn't going too fast. I'm like trying to keep up, which all movies seem to have this issue.
It's really visceral. And like, there's something new and refreshing about seeing your protagonist from your superhero show or whatever
get fucked up.
Shit, he gets fucked up in every episode. He's always bleeding. He's always like,
I had one problem with the fight in episode two, and that he should have got hit more. he only started getting hit towards the end, and I was like,
it does a really good job of humanizing him.
And so
I like the fucking microwave to the face out of nowhere.
I could not stop laughing.
So good.
But it's good. I want to bring up like Jackie Chan for this, because Jackie Chan gets hit a lot and it grounds him.
Yeah.
So it's
make your hero totally vulnerable. Show that.
And I don't feel that in any of the movies, really. Tony Stark is the exception in like the first Iron Man and stuff. I don't feel like they're in any danger ever.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when Iron Man 2 first came out, and it was Podcast Beyond or something, and Greg Miller was talking about, like, this is why comic books can be, like, so fucking stupid. It's like that scene where Rhodey and Iron Man are just in their suits, just beating the shit out of each other. But for what? No one feels anything. Nothing's happening right now. Like,
it's cool looking.
The scene is a waste of time. Because no one's getting hurt. It's pointless.
It's dumb. And,
yeah.
Like, let's take the scenes in Captain America Winter Soldier, I feel, is kind of exempt to this. That one was.
Winter Soldier's fucking great.
That one was good.
I mean, the
last scene is,
yes,
again,
the action
I think
was great.
The last scene is pointless in that movie.
Yeah, and superfluous. It was huge and big, dumb explosions. Like,
yes.
The highway fucking fight scene is where, like, that should have been the climax. That's so fucking great, where they have the knife and the shield and they're just, like, you know, going at it face to face. That was the best part of the movie.
Right, but then...
Which is what all of Daredevil is, basically.
I go back to the Avengers and I watch the Avengers and I can't... Keeping up with the fight scenes in that movie is a chore. It's not impossible, but it's a chore.
Right. I mean, like, it's an Avengers movie. It's all these heroes. The stakes need to be as high as they've ever been or whatever. Like,
yes, but
in an Avengers movie, I give it a pass, like, because it kind of needs to be that, because it's everybody together. But,
yeah,
like, the solo movie should be more subtle.
Right. I like focus in, and not everything has to be, like, grand and gigantic. I like focus and tightness to, like, a scene, action scene.
Yeah.
You know who
and
all
Daredevil,
the players
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
That,
so, any of my complaints with Daredevil, they have absolutely nothing to do with the fight scenes or the action or the way the show looks. The show consistently looks gorgeous.
Is it like just the writing?
Writing's bad in that show. Overall, the writing's just bad.
And a lot of the performances are really bad.
Yeah, you guys said you didn't like Foggy.
Foggy's awful.
Fuck Foggy.
Which I
so
didn't
bad.
Mind him
Foggy's
in the first
so
two
bad.
Episodes.
He's like...
Any line he has, like, and even if it's a bad line, I've seen actors that can, like, work with it and, you know, pull it off and still be endearing. But this motherfucker gets, like, the easiest thing to say, or, like, a very natural thing to say, and he sounds
It sounds
so
like he's trying
unnatural.
To turn it...
He sounds like he's
it sounds
acting.
Like he's trying to...
It sounds like he's...
He's, like, trying to turn it into a acting. Joke. Like, almost, like, all the time
yeah.
when he's just saying, like...
Right, okay.
Hey there. And it's like, why can't you just yeah. say hi?
This is going to be a quotable scene later, guys.
Yeah, and there's, like, they keep... Like, that's probably why I say the show drags its feet and gets real boring for a while, is because it just keeps lingering on Foggy and their secretary... Like, they're just hanging out and or doing their stupid investigation. Like, who cares? They're probably putting themselves in danger, but I don't give a shit. Like, they're so unlikable. Stop
it
making
just,
us waste
it just,
our
like,
time
makes
watching
them
these
seem
two.
Pointless. Like, Daredevil's cool.
Yes.
Rosario Dawson's cool. And I, yep. from what you have said, the bad guy is cool. And...
I really dig... Like, I don't know if it's the first and second episode, so I don't know if you've seen it, probably, but, like, it basically sets up the bosses for
yeah.
the season, right? Like, it's like, these are all,
these it's
are all
the second episode.
Yeah, I think that's really, like, I was like, oh, are these the people he's gonna take down one by one? And it is, and it's cool, it's almost like a video game. Like,
I was a little disturbed that, like, Madam, like, Gao's like
yeah
her like
she's
meth lab all of her workers are like blinded
yeah
and
she's
like,
super awesome
and I was like Jesus
yeah she's really cool And then the Japanese guy is super cool too.
Okay. I have that.
I'm
to look
mad because
to.
Like they totally waste Deborah Ann Wall, who was like maybe the best part of True Blood, like the good part of True Blood, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I kept looking at her the whole season and going, God, she's so familiar. She looks so familiar. And no, I don't know her from anything. It's just that her mouth is literally Scarlett Johansson's mouth, like the exact same mouth. I was just like staring at it the whole season.
True Blood, mm-hmm. Gabe.
We've been over this. I watched True Blood.
Yes.
I know
yes,
it's
remembering
True
now.
Blood is...
But you can't handle a season of Daredevil.
Okay, so True Blood. No, True Blood, I
want... You watch a dumb vampire
I watch,
show.
Like, True Blood. Like, it start... Like, I will defend mostly season one of True Blood. Like, season one of True Blood's good. And then it starts just getting, like, really fucking stupid and terrible. And I... just kind of want to see how dumb it gets at a certain point of like is each season they sort of like add a different new mythical creature to it and it's dumber every time and like I just kind of like fell down that hill. I haven't watched the last season, so I maybe we'll get to the last season of True Blood. I'll say this. fucking tweet. This was really good.
It's so fucking terrible. And yes, it looks that bad in the show. I kept like seeing the promotional stuff with this picture and going, God, that's fucking terrible. Maybe it looks good on screen. Maybe it looks... No, it doesn't. It looks really bad. From a distance, it's not as... No, it's still pretty bad.
Just fuck me up.
Yeah. Just fuck me up.
Yeah, I can't really defend watching True Blood. I feel like I will get through Daredevil, just I'm not gonna like rush.
Just don't. Just don't bother. You don't have anything to gain.
Gabe's already decided.
Yeah. Just don't waste your time.
Alright. Thank you.
Can I finish it?
I mean,
Sure. Yeah, you're having a good time. We're a good time.
Yeah, all right.
I'm upset that Gabe watched the fucking True Blood right now.
Why? We've been over this.
There was so much better shit on HBO, like...
Yes.
Throughout that entire run. Did
Prototype write in about the Spider-Man news that came out today?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
All right, good.
Prototype has his finger on the pulse of Spider-Man news.
I'm so fucking stoked. Everything Kevin Feige says is, like, everything I've wanted to hear for years.
He's got his finger on the pulse of Spider-Man.
Alright, did any of you watch the four Game of Thrones episodes that were leaked? No.
I want to watch one of them, at least, because I haven't been able to watch the premiere yet.
This episode was solid. It was good.
Yeah, I might subscribe to HBO Go for the time that Game of Thrones is on.
You can get HBO Now.
And thus, if any of you guys have HBO Go or Now, I can use. I'd love it.
I think I have HBO Go. I really don't know.
It would save me some money.
Like I asked my mom for the info today, and she sent me stuff, but it wasn't correct. So I'll ask her again tomorrow. Or I'll ask my dad because he might know. But yeah, I think I heard about that. That like happened over the weekend, I think, when like four of the episodes got leaked. Because
yeah, that's extreme. That's half the season.
Like they sent it out to like media people for screenings, and I guess one of them just uploaded it. Like, yeah, you really know how to play your cards, right, buddy? You're gonna go far in this business. Alright, assuming he is out by the end of the year, where will Kojima end up? Or do you think he will retire? I feel like Kojima's just going to start his own studio.
I thought we had this question last week from Prototype.
Maybe. Or maybe we just like talked about it. But he asked that again this week, if he did ask it last week. I don't see him asking last week.
Huh. Okay. I feel like Kojima will start his own.
Yeah, I feel like that's most likely because he could get the funding from people.
Bigger question is, what happened to Silent Hill?
Yeah, we won't know. I bet it's dead.
Konami's gonna go forward with it. And it's gonna suck. That's what's going to happen to Silent Hills. Or they're just going to cancel it outright because they know it'll suck. And they don't want to waste money.
Konami hasn't been afraid to release things that suck in the past, so.
Oh, I know, but it still costs money, and I don't know if they're going to bother.
All right, here you go, Javi. What are your thoughts? How about I just save this one for last, because there's one more that we can get over with real quick. Right. Any excitement with Activision teasing a Guitar Hero announcement for tomorrow? Nope.
The same feeling I have when I heard about the Rock Band thing. I was just like,
I'm curious. Like, Rock Band has shown that it is willing to it does more with its games than Guitar Hero has, and so I'm looking forward to Rock Band more than Guitar Hero. But
Much.
I feel like I might get Rock Band.
I like Rock Band a lot. I think Rock Band's great. I'm not gonna buy
I have
to, I'll go to someone else's
have to wait and see exactly what they're gonna do with it.
Which one of our friends will be dumb enough to Devin?
All right. What are your thoughts? Here you go, Javi. What are your thoughts on Spider-Man news from Kevin Feige? Do you think Marvel, Sony will bring J.K. Simmons on board?
Yeah.
That's the only. Jameson. That's the only one.
Kevin Feige's so crazy he just might do that. That I hadn't even considered J. Jonah Jameson. I don't think he's necessary, honestly, because they said today that they're looking for a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, Jameson gonna be the principal?
Well, in the Ultimate comics, Peter ends up helping the Daily Bugle build their website because they don't understand how computers work. So he's basically a graphic designer for the paper.
That's funny.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah.
Though to me, J.K. Simmons is the only choice for.
I could totally see them bringing him back. Just because why not? I mean, fuck, we had the same Alfred across like five different Batmans, and other shit like that.
You know, I don't remember Alfred from any of the Batmans except for the Nolan trilogy.
Really? You don't remember the old weird guy that's like, shall I pack a sandwich?
Right. Was it the same one?
Yeah, it's the same Alfred from Tim Burton all the way through Schumacher.
Oh. I wish he came back.
I think he died, dude.
Yeah. I think the whole subplots of the fourth...
You don't remember...
I think his granddaughter
from England. His granddaughter from England was an American.
Yeah. Uncle Alfred.
Yeah. Kevin Feige said all the things that I wanted from a Spider-Man movie. And he also, in an interview with IGN that I just watched, he was talking about how he's like, look, we've had all these. He's like, it's similar to Batman. He said Batman had all these iterations, four or five movies, and still there was more that was like at the heart of the character that just hadn't been captured in any of those movies. And then Batman Begins comes along and, you know, finally tells that part of the character. He's like, we feel that way about Spider-Man too. Like, he's basically just said that the younger Peter Parker, the one that struggles with being a kid, hasn't been covered. And also, he's talking about how when he puts on the mask, he's supposed to be much funnier than we've seen him. And they really want to focus on him being a wisecracker. So it's like, all right, awesome. He's going to be a little kid. He's going to be the Spider-Man I love. Like, yes, 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 yes. I'm like, dude, I'm so fucking... excited by it.
You know what
I'm
most
whether or not it pans
about,
out, who fucking knows?
Huh? I'm most amused by the fact that we'll never get a resolution to any of the plot points in the Amazing Spider-Man series.
Everyone was on. Edge of their seat, waiting for those.
What happened to Peter's parents? Oh.
What happened to all those fucking robots for all the villains?
What about Green Goblin? Oh.
What happened to Aunt May's nursing job?
What happened to those two airplanes? Oh.
Oh, man.
Did they land safely at least? Oh.
That.
Did we ever find out?
Bullseye was on one of them.
Did we ever find out the truth of what happened to his parents?
Oh.
I mean, oh yeah, there's the opening cutscene, but Peter never found
out. Exactly. There's no resolution. There's a deleted
scene where his dad showed up at the graveyard.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know what? Don't end your fucking movies with questions, because you don't know if it's going to get picked up again.
So it's one of those things where, like, I'm fully aware that Spider-Man has gotten more chances than many superheroes at getting a movie, and everybody's sick of him. I get it. I understand it. Like, I'm not blind to how much Spider-Man there's been in everyone's lives for over the last few years.
He's like Wolverine.
Yeah, except for Wolverine's been Hugh Jackman the whole time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, I always feel a little gun-shy about sharing any of the news that's exciting, because I'm sure that everyone else is like, fuck Spider-Man. Shut the fuck up. Like, I don't want another Spider-Man.
No. See, I can get excited for his movies. I feel like they're unnecessary.
They are, of course.
Like, but I'm okay with it.
There could not be another Spider-Man for maybe the rest of my life, and that's fine. I would like to see more, but I mean, that's fine. I've had my movie. I have my comics and cartoon that has like the definitive version for me. But hell, I mean, if they're making it, I am gonna root for it. I'm gonna hope that it's what I want to see. You know?
Question: why did they use Nickelback in the Sam Raimi movies so much?
Because Nickelback was the biggest rock stars in the world at the time.
Oh.
And then clearly Dashboard Confessional was.
I know it sucks to believe it, but they were like it's not a joke. They really
followed
were.
Closely by Sum 41.
Hey, I went to the Cubs game last week, or when I was in Chicago, and Fall Out Boy played.
Hey, they were at the rodeo started. I went to in Texas.
they were live on the field.
I thought Fall Out Boy was. Or I was going to say done for, but I meant to say gone. Like, I thought they were just like, I thought they were pretty much like eradicated from this planet.
Yeah. Well, they've got that one real popular song that's out right now.
I guess.
That I don't
maybe
know the name of. No, it's on everything. That fucking song is everywhere.
The same scene is a goddamn monster. Oh, wait, that was like 5 years
more.
Ago.
More.
Dude, Jesus. You're like, yeah, that's like 10 years ago, I think.
I feel like that's super old.
What's that new song called?
How is Fall Out Boy that old? They're Fall Out Men now.
Fall Out Boys to Men?
Yeah, that song Centuries, that's like, that is on every commercial. That's,
I didn't know that was
event,
Fall Out Boy until
everywhere.
I went to the concert.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah. Is that no, that Big Hero 6 song? Oh.
They're God,
everywhere.
Let's just end everything now.
Let's get, yeah. On that note, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I think, does Prototype, I guess Prototype doesn't like hearing me talk because he keeps sending in all these questions about comic book related things that I have nothing to say anything about.
Prototype, ask him.
Well, because no one likes
Fox. Ask a question about Skylanders.
What would you like to see in the next Spider-Man, Ryan?
I guess, no, like,
William Dafoe.
Like, I guess Adam Sandler. I don't know.
Adam Sandler reprising the role he was born for.
Uncle Ben.
Can we have William Dafoe in it, anyways?
as old Spider-Man.
Wait,
sleep.
Guys, I think if Ryan ends this podcast pretty soon, we might have gone an hour and a half without hearing sirens from my window. So,
holy
Ryan,
shit.
do
stuff. Okay, so you want me to get out of here? Alright, if you would like to find us, go to GameOverNation.com. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Hit us up on Twitter at GameOverNation. And you can check out our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/GameZeroVerNation.
New video on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, what you... Gabe said. So with that, we out. Do it.
Out, semi!
Just fuck me up.